老杨说领导力。
Professor Yang talks about leadership. 大家好，我是 Jenny。那我从2005年开始呢，做自己的第一个 startup 创业公司，然后在过去的十年一直在在线教育这个领域啊，工作里面经常会遇到一些管理的问题，或者我们先说的决策力、领导力的问题。那这次就非常荣幸有机会跟我的他是我产品的一个用户，后来也变成良师益友，老杨，来自复旦BI 这个商学院的 leadership 领导力的教授，跟大家做这一系列的 leadership 播客节目。老杨你好。
你好 Jenny。
老杨在这个复旦和 BI 联合项目做教授多久了？
现在呢快半，我自己做教授半年了。以后呢我们的项目在中国现在十八年。I have been teaching leadership and leadership development for many years. And this has been always a source of confusion. What does this word leadership and leadership development really mean? So 来中国以后呢，我发现呢那个概念在中国比国外可能不太一样。
So I've
been thinking a lot about and how to explain it and how to make it into something specific.
然后我们这次给大家做这一系列的节目，很重要的一个目的就是希望能够借助老杨的这个 expertise， 他的专长，他所有这些经验啊和知识，给大家一个 overview， 一个概述。但我觉得更多的也是 we want to kick off some really interesting discussion。不管你跟你同事之间，你跟你老板之间，还是你在你的商学院教室里面，关于领导力的一些讨论和争论啊。那今天其实第一期的节目我们就要从最基本的开始，就到底什么是 leadership， 什么是领导力啊。
Yeah, and that's a question that I keep asking people, because I always ask people, how long has there been leadership? And people will say always. But if I say, if I ask in Chinese, 我可以问一下，用中文可以问，做领导是一种地位或者一种工作，then Chinese have a tendency to say, well, it's a kind of a status, it's a kind of social position. It is not something you do.
对，因为我觉得不同的，其实不同的语言里面啊，你像提到 leadership， 大家听这个英语就会想到 corporate America， 对吧？这种美国的企业，全球化的企业，想到可能美国的商学院这样，就更容易把 leadership 和一种能力联系在一起。
对。
但你跟我说领导力，特别是这个领导这个词，在我们中文里面真的就像你说的是一个地位，而且它可能有点官僚，就是可能和能力是没有关系的。因为领导其实现在在中文里面可能还有点比较贬义负面的一个意思。
So when I came to China and started to teach this, I found that a lot of Chinese students will find that 这个领导力的概念比较抽象的 very abstract in a way. So we have to fill it in with some kind of content. Is there really something in it, or is it just a 忽悠的一种概念？
因为你说在中文里面，可能大家对领导力这个概念觉得很抽象啊。我觉得英文里面 ，when you say leadership, it's as abstract, right?
Yeah.
因为它也是一个过去的70-80年才被发明出来这样一个词一个概念。那在美国它时间在英语美语里面的时间比较久，你跟我说有150多年的历史，但是有人发明出来这个词以后也没什么常用。那最以前呢，大家根本不需要这个词，就是因为以前这个封建的社会也好，很多东西是传承，就是说世袭制的，对吧？如果你家就是你是一个贵族出身，那么你没有领导力，你也能做一个 leader 的位置。So you don't need leadership. 也不是说你不 need， 就是他的这个能在你人生和工作中扮演的角色不那么高。
所以呢，我刚来中国的时候，我在问我的学生，你们在领导力 和管理在分别吗？ They say, okay, yeah, we do that. There is a difference between management and leadership. But I was not so sure if they really were doing it the same way that you do it in English. And what you find is management, the term management is kind of a little bit awkward in a way, because if you management, you can learn at schools and you can do it everything in the right way. It's a way to how to operate organizations. But if you just follow the recipe all the time, there isn't going to be anything new. And you're going to be a very easy target for other actors in the market that want to, you know, compete with you.
对，因为管理更多的是给你，就是给企业组织带来一种秩序，对不对 ？Order. It's about increasing efficiency. It's about dealing with 就你现在知道的这些事情，眼前的事情。And leadership 为什么我觉得它这么抽象，或者说真的是一个 art， 一个艺术，就是它更多的是与未知 uncertainty 打交道，而且是要去创造一种未来。
对啊，This is just about the future because the future holds so many.Uncertainties. And if you just follow the recipes that you had, you will just do what people used to be good at doing yesterday. But tomorrow is not going to look like yesterday. And that's one part of the concept of leadership is that it makes you what we call accountable for creating a future. You're accountable for things in the future. Even though in the past, we couldn't know that this was going to happen. But you have to keep your company afloat.In the uncertainties of the future.
我们从很大的一些公司啊，可能是全球性的财富500强这种公司看，很典型的像诺基亚或者说 Kodak 柯达这样的公司曾经这么辉煌，然后 It's almost as if they didn't see it coming， 就是好像一夜之间它这个产品它这个行业就完全改变了 and they were not prepared for that.
这个例子很好 because Kodak were actually helping out in creating the digital photography. They sort of invented it, but they just didn't see how it could be made money from it in the future. So what you could see is that they were extremely good at doing management as making pictures on flat films, but they were notable to create the modern digital photography as we know it today. So the point here is that being very good at doing something at a certain stage can make you very slow in adapting something new.
而且你刚刚说的这点，我觉得特别有启发性啊，就是可能这个企业或者一个人的管理能力非常强，但他的 leadership skill 很弱。因为柯达，你说这个企业。做胶卷的能力管理能力非常强但是 at the same time 也可能他就没有看到对未来的一种市场的预测、趋势的预测那老杨你觉得像这样的一些 classic case 啊，就是以前很成功的公司最后被时代被消费者淘汰是因为他整个企业的 leadership culture 领导的领导力的文化不够强还是说 they just had a very bad CEO just that one person at top 或者他的 top management 的 leadership 的能力很
Well, this is, in a way, it's a matter of definition, just a battle of words. But where is the fact that leadership is a word we designed for the ability to create a future instead of waiting for something to happen.
你要去创造。
所以就是主动的创造的主动的创造的我们的你自己的未来。So there is, because...All sorts of education, also management education, has a tendency to make people very passive. So they will be just acting according to rules and regulations. So what we want is, of course, a completely proactive, addressing the future kind of mindset. So that's one part of the leadership concept, which is important.
这个其实我们在后面的节目里面会有更多的例子来讲啊。今天只overview of...The concept of leadership, what is leadership? So one important definition is it's about proactively creating a future.
Yes.
那还有一个概念我觉得特别有意思的而且是有一点我们说 counterintuitive 和很多人想法不一样的就是leadership skills 不是强加于别人身上逼着别人要来服从你做某些事真正的领导力的精髓是让他们心服口服很幸福而且非常乐意的去追随你的这个目标。
这个问题很重要 Because in today's market and in today's most places in the world, if the labor market and the commodity markets work, people have a choice, right? People mm-hmm. can choose who do they want to work for, what do they want to buy. And so leadership is actually obtaining the support from people. It's making people support you, employees, customers, others, where they actually have a choice.
Mm.
So in management, of course, you can give people directions, and so you can accept management, but you can actually not accept leadership. You have to support leadership. Leadership is something that you either support or you don't.
就是真的领导力就是是得到我们说民心民意的支持、
yes.
而不是说我告诉你这是规章制度这是我们公司管理的制度你就必须来接受它的、其实我觉得 这一点跟刚刚说的 creating a future 是深深联系的我们经常说、像马云他那么成功就是因为他让消费者用户然后让自己公司的人看到我经常说一个 vision 对不对、未来的一张蓝图、然后但有的时候讲的比较贬义 negative 一点就是人家说、这个 leader 一天到晚在那画饼、you know, we have this Chinese metaphor 画饼充饥就现在什么都没有、but I'm painting a very promising future for you、但是好的 leadership 我在想你光会画饼也不行 right? You need to be able to show progress results.
Yes, yes. But you can actually do it step by step. The point is also with Alibaba and Majun that he was building a company that today creates a model that everybody else compares them to. So everybody else will be comparing the way to operate, the way that he created his present business model. So he kind of created the future we're living in now. And maybe it wasn't one big idea. Maybe there was more step-by-step, you know, developments to it than you should think. But that, there it is. And it forces everybody to at least compare themselves and you know, adapt to a reality and a future that he and his company created.
对，我曾经读过很有意思的一篇文章哦，然后他就去比较公司的这个使命 mission statements， 然后他发现很多最后可能破产，就是曾经辉煌，然后后来走向没落的公司，他们的 mission statements tends to be very operational， 就管理层面的很 narrow。比如说黑莓 BlackBerry， 它 mission statements 就是 we want to make the best email empowered mobile phone， 就很narrow 很窄的一个，但他看 Google 或者你像阿里巴巴，要让天下没有难做的生意。Oh, we want to use internet to improve people's lives to connect people. It tends to be very broad, 是比较宽泛的，
yeah,
就是不管可能细化的 technology 那科技怎么在改变，公司的使命就是我们要去 innovate 创新，用这些新的 technology 去让这些人的生活更好、
yes.
而不是只是我们想做一个收发 email 很方便的一个手机。
So this leadership concept that we now end up with using, and I think you can see it spreads around the world. It starts out it comes from this original use in the business schools, and it has been spreading around. We now have it in Chinese. We find that people speaking about, you know, management and leadership in Chinese also tend to adapt this original, you know, international idea about what leadership is. And the question is now, why are people investing in leadership? Have you been thinking about that?
我觉得现在的这种商业环境不确定性，特别是现在这种科技的发展的速度 ，there's so much uncertainty.
Yeah.
你一直要在想 future, 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 对不对
？Well, the leadership industry is a big industry, and it's leadership development and headhunting, executive search. It's a big industry, and the point is this: if you think that leadership is, you know, directed at creating results. Leadership is to be accountable for the results. If better leadership creates better results, then creating better leadership is an investment in, you know, in the results of your organization. And for that reason, you know, paying leaders, investing in leadership recruitment, headhunting, and investing in leadership development is seen as an investment that later on is going to pay off in the form of better results.
就我们下一次的节目啊，就会想到你刚刚说的这个 leadership industry， 不管是培训也好啊 ，MBA 课程项目也好，大家都要去提升自己的领导力的这个才能。那到底什么样的人有做优秀领导的一些潜质？然后这整个提升的过程是什么样的？我们下一期的节目就会说说这个主题。最后，我想再问一下老杨，还有其他的诠释，就是we've talked about two definitions of what leadership is, right? Mm-hmm. Proactively creating a future, winning support from people who have choice to do something else.
Yeah.
还有对你来说重要的 definition 解释吗？
You're thinking about the accountability for the results.
责任。
责任。Because the point is, if you're a manager, you can always say, well, if it didn't work, at least I followed the recipe. I did what people told me. I did what happened, what I was taught at school. But because you have this accountability, then you will find that if you take on leadership positions, you actually accept to be held accountable for the outcomes.
对，就是我们可能说权力越大，责任也越大，对不对？
对对对。
所以负担起责任这一点也是领导力的精髓。好，那今天呢，我们很粗略的啊，简短时间讲了一下领导力的这个概念，它的一些演变的过程，还有对它的一些诠释。那希望今天的节目呢，给了你一些启发。不管是在平时的工作生活中，还是如果你现在在读商学院的话，我想这个都可以作为很好的一个 sparkle some interesting debates， 对不对？引发一些有意思的对讨论。好，那也谢谢老杨的时间。然后下一次呢，我们要讲讲很有意思的领导力。领导是天生的吗？有哪一些的性格特别适合做领导吗？这些性格先天决定的还是后天可以养成？那我们下次节目再见，拜拜。
拜拜。